Good evening, everyone. This is August the 16th, 2023. I'm Tom, your founder and co-host with Lois tonight. And we're so glad you did join us. And we like to get our call started with our grounding exercise. And Lois, would you be so kind to guide us through that?
I will. And if everyone could take a few swallows of water. We will begin with the cross crawl. Excuse me. We will begin with the cross crawl, which is the correction for a reversal. To do this, take your right elbow and either touch or go toward your left knee. And now take your left elbow and touch or go toward your right knee. And we will do that two more times. Right to left, left to right, right to left, and left to right. And take a few more swallows of water. What we will be doing next, you will have your eyes closed, so you should not be driving, no TV, no outside noise, distractions. Be in a nice, relaxing environment, sitting down, sitting up, lying down with your eyes closed. Take a deep breath in through your nose all the way to your heart space. And let that breath out slowly through tight lips. Take another deep breath in through your nose all the way to your heart space. And as you exhale, send light and love to Mother Earth with heartfelt appreciation, gratitude, and thankfulness. Now accept the light and love Mother Earth is sending to you. Take a deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart space. And exhale slowly through tight lips. Take another deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart space. And as you exhale, send light and love to Creator with heartfelt appreciation, gratitude, and thankfulness. Now accept the light and love Creator is sending to you. Take a deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart space. And exhale slowly through tight lips. Tom, I turn the call back to you.
Okay, thank you. Lois, give me a moment here. I've got a little tune-up to do for our guest tonight. Okay, we are ready to proceed here. Creator has joined us and we'll be providing whatever is needed for our attendees here tonight. And let us begin. Creator will find what is most appropriate for each of you and take care of it, set it in motion. It may be a deeper level than you're aware of, but nonetheless, just keep yourself grounded in your heart open, and be ready to receive. Okay, as this progresses, lots of news of late here about the island of Maui, Hawaii, and as things have been revealed, truthfully, we're finding, yes, there is a lot of mischief going on here. Kind of interesting that the sheriff of Maui happened to be the sheriff 5 years ago in Las Vegas when the incident occurred that supposedly killed all kinds of people, which didn't. And when trying to visit the morgue to find all these dead bodies, they were denied. It was a ruse, and you recall that at the Mandalay Hotel, Trump was there. And it was a ruse showing, or attempting to show a lot of bullets flying around, and the real attempt was to take out Trump. Oh, good, a stray bullet must have hit him, that kind of a thing. Well, that same sheriff showed up in Maui. Then we have the governor coming forth after the big fire and claiming, well, gee, we've got to turn this into a government project in honor of the people who lived here. And then we had the name of the city there, Lanai? Am I pronouncing that right? I think that's it. I've been to Maui many years ago, but that particular city is ancient. I mean, thousands of years of history there of folks who settled, and it became the Kingdom of Hawaii. That land that they resided on per square inch of value was the second most valuable property on the planet, next to the city of London, being a city of London. There are many who have properties there. Oprah, for example, started off with about 10 acres or 100. Now she's reaching out for 1,000 acres. Now, I know one of the islands, you have to be Hawaiian to own property on the island. Maybe that's the Big Island. But apparently Maui doesn't have that restriction. So anyone can snarf up the property there, but that is at the expense of the locals, of course. So the people of Lanai said no to the future, to people who were throwing big money at them. This was their culture. This was the original capital of Hawaii, by the way. So there's a lot of, let's just say ancient culture that has permeated the city and that area. And they flat out refused any amount of money for their land. Well, if people refuse to take the money, what else could we do to get rid of them and steal their land? How about a fire? Now, we know about different technologies, laser technologies, that can be dispersed from the air, from airplanes, very targeted. In fact, there was a video of a plane, commercial plane, flying over Maui at the time, over that area, and there was a very distinctive circle right around the city of fire. In other words, the whole city was surrounded by fires and then burned to the ground, everything in between, including the loss of lives. They said 100 plus. No, it's at least 500 and perhaps going to be even more than that. So if you want to get some land and take it away from the indigenous people who were there, if you not only burn out the properties, but burn out the people, now how would they pull that off? Well, the fire alarms, or the emergency alarms, siren, if failed to operate, to warn them to leave. One of the fire, at least one of the fire hoses or the hydrant wouldn't produce any water to fight the fires. The police chief took a bribe. This is my intuitive findings, as did the sheriff, as did the governor. So when there's big dollars ahead, in other words, if we annihilate the people and the properties that were there, we can build our high-rise whatevers and make a fortune, was apparently the plan. And this has been planned for some time because they had to wait for a storm to brew to whip the flames to make it a very massive fire. So there's a lot of conjecture as to what's going on here, but when you bribe police chief, sheriff, and the governor, and arresting people who go in asking too many questions, there's some red flags. And the people, that they had could have easily left the area, were still on the streets, burned completely. It came so quick and they had no warning, and they were surrounded. They were, how do you get out? Now, it's a sad day that these kinds of things still happen. We remember Katrina down in New Orleans some years ago, about 5 years ago. And a similar plan, that was back in the Bush-Cheney days. And the intent was, well, what they did was they took a Class 3 hurricane and amped it up with HARP to a Class 5. But even that wouldn't have reached the levees, so instead they used, and this was some military explosives, they blew actually a newer part of the levee, and in came the water. And the idea was, well, people will vacate and we'll buy it up on the cheap and build our casinos and whatevers. And it didn't work out that way, but here was another plan that kind of took it to a new level. And how sad. The wonderful people of Maui, dead, or the few who survived, are even denied supplies. The locals put together supplies to provide for them, and FEMA said, oh no, that's, you can't give them that, we have to do it our way. So even that's been denied them. So it's a sad day for humanity, for sure. The greed still persists at this level. Now, I share that news first, and some good news. And my deep regrets and condolences for all those who have lost their property, lost their lives, due to the darkness invading people, manipulating as described, to steal a valuable piece of property was the intent. However, this week has been a busy week with different types of energies that have been identified even since the update. On the newsletter, we've had other things happening. For example, there was a darkness that was actually let's say one would clear their gunk, as we do all the time with the club, either on an individual basis or for all of humanity or segments of humanity. And we would presume then that that is no longer, and it isn't any longer. However, there was an energy that retained the, call it the memory, I guess, of that trauma and sustained it. So even though the The source of it was gone. This was sustaining it, and that was now removed. So that is no longer the case. There were multiple invaders that were taken out. There were special energies, sources feeding darkness, actually three different levels that we didn't even know existed. We took out the primary ones, and that was the major one, but there were two additional ones that now have been extinguished. And thinking back to the beginning of this duality, it all started with the thought, what would be the opposite, or what was the opposite, or is the opposite of Creator? Creator being love and creation. Well, the opposite, of course, would be fear and destruction. And we've done a whole lot over 7 years to clean up the effects of fear and destruction. But what we hadn't realized was, outside of everything that was created, and everything includes this paradigm, everything you can imagine, but outside of that was the construction of it. And going there, we discovered some interesting things. The original source of fear that was created at the moment of the thought by Creator was still existing, still feeding darkness. And then we had also one for destruction. So those were extinguished. And then it dawned that, well, perhaps if you're going to create the opposite of these things, you also are creating the opposite of Creator. And we never pursued that until the other day. So the opposite of Creator, there is no words. We don't have nothing in our language that would provide a word for that, but nonetheless, the opposite of Creator would be the most darkest, despicable thing you could imagine. And that too now was extinguished. And about 5 years ago, many nasties were installed in humanity to stop their eventual transition to leave this game of duality. And that was extinguished. And about 5 years ago, also, there were adapters on the light energies producing producers for nefarious purposes. In other words, that was one of those extra types of energies we never knew existed and were supporting darkness. So this all lost a few days here, a couple of days. And then today we had two more things that were supporting darkness that we never knew existed. And the first, I can't think of the name. I just came to me during my night, as often does the case, is the case. But there were multiples of these infusions of energy that were supporting darkness, that were above and beyond. In other words, they're even outside of everything. And they were located and resolved, and they're gone. I thought, well, that should take care of it. And nope, there was one more. And the best term I could come up with were multiple furnaces. Yeah, a furnace, like a flaming furnace. And it was supporting the lifelines of darkness. In other words, darkness can't exist without a lifeline, just like you have a lifeline. But the dark needed that to feed all their dark aspects. And so that, too, was extinguished. And, wow, here we are 7 years later to find, you know, these core items that have been at the very, very beginning supporting all the different layers and gunk that we've had to plow through to get to this point, was finally discovered. Maybe this is the last piece. We'll see. And I'm certainly hopeful it is. Well, what that means then, from that point on, this was about 10 o'clock this morning when these last two items I mentioned were extinguished, and progressively, roughly about 10% per hour, if you take away the energy supporting something, it'll start to wither, won't it? And it was doing so at a 10% rate, roughly per hour. So here we are. We've gone from 10, 20, 50, 70, 90, 95% at the very moment. Been kind of a struggle here these last 5%, but if you notice your day seemed a little wacky, this would be why. The dark are putting up their final fight to stay alive and to no avail, but nonetheless, I'm noticing it extensively during my day. So just be patient, and this will pass very soon. And that could well be the last of darkness, the end of it totally. So we'll see. If there's some new surprises out there for us, we'll be looking for any, but this is the good news. So even though we've mentioned the horrible things that happened, this is just one of a lifetime of horrible things that have happened in Maui, with being the most recent. You know, there's deaths on the street, wars going on, and throughout our whole lifetime, all at the hand of darkness. So to extinguish its power and extinguishing it has been our goal for 7-plus years. Now, it's sad that, you know, this didn't happen before the Maui event, but or any other event, you know, that has happened in recent times or any time, but we are where we are. And things can be restored, rebuilt. We certainly understand that. And the darkness that was trying to snarf that area, for example, in Maui, will not achieve their goals. Darkness would be gone, and that would be supporting them in that adventure. So they had to corrupt a number of people in that area to cover the story of their plan. But when you peel off all the darkness, the truth comes right out to the surface, and people will see it and will not allow that to occur. So we're in a very interesting time. Every paradigm, there have been 199 prior to this one, have come and gone. They've had a beginning and an end. And upon that end, we learned something from it and added that into the next one. As that ended, we took what we learned and added it to the next and so forth. So our new 201st paradigm is already been created. So we've already have a future planned for us, but not everybody will necessarily make that journey, as we've mentioned many times. Those who have found their way to being the inner of the light, those who have found their hearts and have engaged with their hearts. Now, most of those on the call here, I suspect, have done both. In other words, they found themselves inner of the light and have engaged with their hearts. Some were born that way. And so there wasn't anything that you had to do. Others will need to find their hearts on their own because they weren't born with a spiritual heart, so Creator provided an etheric heart for them to engage with should they choose. And it's been very challenging for most to do that. Sounds simple enough, but it's not something that I can do for them or anyone can do for them or even Creator. It's their choice. This being a free will paradigm, you can choose or not to choose. That's always been the case. So, but those, I imagine, again, the vast majority who are on this call now, who've taken time out of their precious days to be here in receiving Creator's gifts, will be ready for the adventure, moving into a new world, a new earth. There may be an intermediary stop, and then we go into a full-fledged new earth, but either way, we will be out of darkness totally. In the dark, have done everything they could imagine to put blocks and hurdles, barriers in our way to get to where we are right now. In fact, we're just a couple clearings shy of 35,000 sessions that I've done, and a good many of those with Lois. That's a lot. You can do the math and figure out what that would be, how many per day, but you know, we've had hundreds sometimes in a single day, sometimes a dozen. Some are individuals like yourselves. We've done one-to-one work. Others affected absolutely everything, such as the things we've mentioned here tonight. So we've come a long way and didn't know what the destination would be until recent times. At the beginning of this journey, I just knew that there was things that could be done to alleviate darkness. Well, first you had to discover that it exists. And most people today have no clue. They would even deny such a thing exists. But then how do you explain bad people? People aren't inherently bad. They're inherently good. But they've been infused by dark energies, essences, entities of a variety of ways, of types and ways, internally, externally, embedded, infused, attached, in, on, around, within, remotely, directly, remotely, indirectly, remotely, and then multiple layers, sometimes all the way to infinity. These guys didn't mess around. They put every obstacle they could in front of our pathway so that we would never, ever reach the point we have and continue on into our new adventure. They felt they had a captive audience, prison planet, forever. Actually, it was bigger. It was prison everything, really. And they ruled. Not that they were visible. They lived in another level that we could not see them. And they can't come forward in a physical way to do the dirty work. So the only way they could do it is to infuse themselves or influence humans. And they did so. And even though we've arrested many of the bad people in the world, or they've been taken out, whatever, they just find another host who replaced them. And so that's how this thing has perpetuated for 13,000 years. They can jump from one to another if that person expires or is in a place where they're no longer in a power position, they'll find a new victim. So I've said many times, there aren't any bad people. There are people that are infused at different levels with darkness over the course of these thousands of years. When Jesus came forward, or Buddha, or Muhammad, Moses, the intent and thought was, well, if we bring light and love to a dark world and we keep sharing that, that should be enough to eradicate the darkness. Remember, no one had ever, including Creator, had ever experienced darkness, had no idea how devious they are, how immune to light they actually were. But it was a noble adventure. But look what's happened since those 2,000 or 3,000 years. We've seen wars and horrible things happening all over the place on a daily basis. So obviously just being a nice person, or trying to be, wasn't enough. Not to fault those, they were noble events. So Creator said, okay, let's try Plan B. Let's make this our success. And that would be, let's eliminate the darkness. Eliminate it. Particularly following World War II, with the advent of nuclear bombs, this could be a very ugly pathway that could annihilate the entire planet. That's not the way the game is designed to be ended. We will end this game by eradicating darkness and returning to light. That is the game's plan by Creator. But the dark see it differently, and they just soon blow it up. So it was a critical time, and that's when certain people were invited to come forward and prepare us for what is now, or what has been happening, is the cleanup of the darkness. And I was tapped on the shoulder, and just like Trump is doing his part in a very visible way, to bring truth and light. That doesn't have an understanding of the esoteric world and the darkness that permeates people, and but a very providing a very important aspect, something that the humanity can relate to. Okay, we've got to get rid of the bad guys, get rid of the Democrats or whoever is, you know, messing with this or that. Absolutely. And keep world leaders away from their nuclear arsenal. And he's an expert at that. So while that is pacifying and keeping the humanity from exploding or killing itself, the work of removing the darkness has been ongoing. And we're seeing the results of this showing up a lot of places. The European Union is kicking the EU out one by one, saying enough of this nonsense of allowing these invaders and demanding these invaders come into our countries. And if we don't accept the full quota, we're being fined. Well, that's total nonsense, and they are objecting to that. We got the green movement to say, well, we got in parts of Europe rich farmland. In fact, the second most exporter of food on the planet next to the U.S. said, oh, we're going to shut you down. We're going to close down your farms. Okay, they can barely feed Europe right now with their food, but with insanity. Oh, we're using too much fertilizer, whatever the excuse of the day is. It's okay. So starving the people to death or having them eat bugs, if that's your solution. There's nothing wrong with burning oil. There are other solutions that could be addressed and move forward. But we are definitely an oil-based world. It's all coal and gas for our energy. We need it to survive, to function. And we're finding electric cars aren't the panacea that, excuse me. They're not the panacea that we had hoped for. When you are charging your electric vehicle, where did that electricity come from? It came from a power plant. What fuel that power plant? It's either oil, gas, coal, or in some cases, nuclear. So we're only kidding ourselves that we're being green. And the cost of those NiCad batteries and the electric cars is an extremely energy-producing process. If they extrapolate tons and tons of earth and filter out the rare minerals that you need, and that's very costly, and they're limited. So those batteries will not serve humankind. They won't have enough resources, and they are not safe, as we are finding. They can catch fire. I mean, really catch fire. I mean, you don't even want to be near one. They'll shoot flames 20, 30 feet in the air and burn for like ever, it seems. Or if you have a collision, you don't get out of that car. Get away as fast as you can, because it's going to go very likely into a flameout. There's a new battery that they've found. It's called the sodium ion battery that doesn't have those problems. Neither has any explosive or burning capabilities. It'll charge as fast as the others, and the cost is like way, way, way less, because sodium obviously is a very abundant resource. So there is potentially a home for the electric car, but you still are kidding yourself. When you charge it, you're still burning some fuel somewhere instead of that gas in the car. So have you really made a green planet? Yeah, no. Now, over the years, there have been folks who have taken a car, modified it slightly, and use a fuel that is very abundant, non-polluting. It's called water, H2O, hydrogen, two parts, water, or oxygen, rather, one part. Now, we've got hydrogen-burning cars, but what they are doing is using, again, fossil fuel or oil, gas, coal, for energy to hydrolyze water and then capturing the hydrogen, then compressing it, putting it in tanks and cars, and then burning it. Again, you've used a whole lot of energy to produce that hydrogen. Have you really gone green? Now, there's no exhaust. That's, you know, problematic. I get that. That's a good thing. Well, why not hydrolyze it on the fly? Just fill that tank with water. And with a modification, you can hydrolyze as you operate. Split the hydrogen out of the water and then the oxygen. Burn the hydrogen in the presence of oxygen, and the water vapor is your exhaust. No catalytic converter needed. So you've got yourself an interesting vessel. Now, there's various folks who have, well, one case was a gentleman built a car, drove from L.A. to New York on, 27 gallons of water. Whatever that mileage would be, it'd be astounding. He was suddenly disappeared one day, as others have. or they either get bought out or they get snuffed out. Just one possibility of a clean energy future. You could have, in fact, Denny Klein had the video out. We've shown that a couple of times over the years, and he has a welding machine. And he demonstrated that he would, you know, could weld metal. But his particular gadget didn't run on, what do they run it on? Is it not propane, whatever the energy is, but he swapped it out instead for water. His fuel was water. He was burning, hydrolyzing it, and burning hydrogen in the presence of oxygen, and he could do the welding as he demonstrated. Then he did something really bizarre. He put his hand in front of the flame and put the flame right on his hand without it burning. Now, I have no explanation for that. But, wow, is that a cool way to use energy? So if he can do it with this device, why can't we? People who try to put together these pieces suddenly disappear. And that has been the tendency, but with darkness on the wane, it opens the door for possibilities, doesn't it? And if you say, well, I live in a dry region with limited water, are you near the ocean? Salt water will work just fine. And yes, we've got winter problems, water freezes, you need to add a little something to it to keep it from freezing, I do agree. But those problems can be worked through, so, you know, these are just possibilities for the future. But in our new world, where we go, there will be no gas pumps or hydrogen pumps or even hydrolyzing. There'll be a new type of energy, I'll just call it free energy, that will run our vessels, provide all the energy we need to heat, cool, and so forth. So those aren't accessible yet in this paradigm. So that's our new future will be very bright, and we will not have a Walmart or smokestacks anywhere building products because we will manifest our needs instead of drawing on Mother Earth for our resources, and which we've had to do here for our survival. We can simply manifest it from our mind, from our thoughts, whatever we desire. So, money. Hey, if you want gold, fine, make all you want. Build your house with it if you like. But it will have no more value than anything else. So we're at a point of transitioning, getting very close to transitioning, back to our natural state. These carbon bodies were never the design by Creator or by others in the other paradigms. We started off with light bodies, and then when the game began, the duality game, darkness induced many of the light beings to come and get an upgrade, as they called it. And many followed and said, okay. Now remember, no one had ever experienced darkness before, so we never had any in the way of really knowing if somebody's telling us the truth. We've never been lied to before. Well, it was a big lie, and we got downgraded from our light bodies to carbon bodies. Very limited, very controllable. by the dark. That's what they wanted. Those who didn't buy that story went on to inner earth, and we call them the Agarthans, and they stayed in their high energy form. So trying to lengthen our stay here on earth another 50 years or 10 years or 2 years by doing this, this, or that is not the objective. I mean, it's okay. The objective is to return back to our natural state, to leave our carbon bodies and return back to light beings. You say it might be a two-step process. We'll be a partial light being or limited light being, and then from there we'll be a full light being. But even at the intermediate step, there will be no darkness. And as such, we don't need actual food. We live on light. So we don't need food or water. We can consume, but we have no organs or glands at that point. So if you consume something for the taste, which is nice, let's say a grape or some fruit or whatever it would be, it would just simply dissipate once you swallow, because you have no place to go in your body. There's no processing that would be or needed to be done. So we're on the cusp of something that maybe we could only imagine. Maybe it's even beyond most of our imaginations. But we've made some bold steps here, in particular in recent weeks and months, that have taken huge chunks out of the darkness, and each time you do peel away a layer, you see a little deeper into the bowels of the darkness and how they've existed and what would be next to do. And we follow that trail, and Wallace and myself, we do this on a daily basis. Haven't missed a day in 7 years, sometimes multiple times per day. And there were some pretty ugly times in there. We've experienced, like you have, great amounts of pain on a daily basis, every day. Sometimes taking 2, 3, 4, 5 hours even to get that first hour of sleep. That's how nasty these dark ones are. They did not want us to find them and zap them. And they did everything that they could to stop this operation. And we thank you for your support over the years, those of you who are members and contributing to our maintenance that has kept us together here as a club. And we learn from each other. We learn from you. You learn from us. And we look around through society, it's pretty easy to find where the problems are. The question is, how do we solve them? Arresting more people? Well, in some cases, they have to be removed. They're doing mischief. But there are other forces that keep trying to keep them in power as well, aren't there? Just as Trump is trying to do the right thing for America, you've got the Democrats, who have been deeply infused by darkness, doing everything they can to destroy our country. Look what's happened to all our Democratic-operated, managed, governed cities and or states. They're going to hell. I mean, literally, they are falling apart at the seams. Defund the police. Well, that worked out really well, didn't it? So now looters literally come in mass and just steal whatever they want, walk right out the door, and there's no one there to stop them. No police, or not enough police to apprehend or patrol or divert. Now, that's not the ultimate answer, but it is a temporary one. You have to control the effects of darkness until it is extinguished. So darkness, again, remember the two tools, fear and destruction. Well, they've destroyed whole communities. They've destroyed businesses. You get looted a few times, and you just say, well, I'm closing the doors. I'm leaving. And there go all the jobs that people had and access to merchandise that they would need. And the darkness within the governing bodies of those cities or states just sat by and like nothing's happening, watching it be destroyed and doing nothing. And we can see it in Disney. They went woke, right? And the last year or so, a couple of years, maybe longer, but in recent times in particular, each of the last eight movies have an agenda. Instead of entertainment, family values, as Walt had intended from the beginning, they're destructing, self-destructing. Nobody wants to buy that stuff or watch it. And they can't seem to stop themselves from continuing the nonsense. It's pretty amazing to watch how infused these folks have been by the darkness that they don't even see the elephant in the room of their own creation. And we have the Bud Light story, of course, the classic. In what, a few months, went from the number one beer in the U.S. to nobody wants it. All by bringing forth a boy who can't accept himself as a boy, pretends he's a girl, Dylan Mulhaney, we could blame Dylan, or we could understand he's possessed by darkness, as tens of thousands or millions have been in similar situations, but who hired them? Who hired him? More woke people who thought that was a cool thing to do. Then you got a company behind it saying, well, we've been kind of promoting that kind of thing, you know, being all-inclusive, right? For years, and that's true. So now they're selling off beer brands like crazy, trying to survive. How many jobs have been lost in that process? Finally, they say, oh, we can get them back. We'll just throw lots of advertising out there. And nope, that didn't work. Once you burn somebody and betray somebody, they don't come back. Unless you're earnest and come forth truthfully and say, look, I made a huge mistake. I shouldn't be grandizing these folks as heroes. They're messed up. They've got mental, emotional problems. They need help. Not to be touted as heroines or heroes. And we support their getting help, that help. That would have been a huge step forward for them, but they couldn't do it because the darkness in them was so pervasive that they could not find the truth. And we have Target, same thing, selling transgender clothing for kids. Parents said, no way, I'll go somewhere else and shop. And they're in big trouble right now. And there's others. We've got Kellogg's being sued now by their shareholders because Tony the Tiger, they're a symbol of Kellogg's. I believe it's Kellogg's, anyway. Made a public appearance, a tiger person, you know, acting, dressed up as a tiger, made an appearance with Dylan Mulhaney. as he's all dressed out in his pretty dress and what have you. So making that association really did a number on their brand. Tony the Tiger, right? So the shareholders are suing. And it won't be long before all the shareholders will be suing their respective companies because their value has gone down, 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 down. If nobody buys your product, maybe you should return to selling product rather than ideologies that are inappropriate in the first place. So, society is learning and waking up and saying with their dollars, no, we'll spend our dollars where we want to, but to businesses who focus on providing a good product or a good service. And we're going to leave those who don't, no matter how big they are. So that's the awakening. As the layers of darkness have been receding by the cleansing we've been doing with Creator, we're seeing everywhere signs of change. And you see many of the Democratic politicians are switching gears and jumping to the Republican side. They're saying, hey, this Democratic Party is doomed. In fact, there's no way they can even come up with a campaign for Biden, who was extinguished, as we have stated many times. What you see out there is and I have to credit the technology advancements, it's a physical hologram. Holograms have been around a long time, but making it into physical form and functioning and looking like a real human being is quite an advancement. Our galactic friends have been doing this. That's how they took out JFK, put in a substitute, and the physical hologram was killed. JFK is still alive today. Same thing with Princess Diana. Okay, they substituted a physical hologram. Now, they did it in a different way than the technology today, but it's darn good. It will fool a lot of people. In fact, most people. So technology can be a wonderful thing. It can be also misused, such as robotics. The question now is, so how would our future be with robotics? Robotics are getting so smart. They learn. They can learn from new information all the time. And the fear is, well, could they take over the planet? You know, just like in a sci-fi movie, right? So there's a lot of folks shooting up warning signals that, well, let's be careful here. You know, to build an automated car production plant, you know, they have these mechanical arms doing these jobs and welding and all that, so that's fine. Okay, then they can do it very precisely, accurately, more so than a human could. And it's a tool. It can be used that way. But it can also be allowed to make decisions that perhaps it shouldn't make. And when a query was to an artificial intelligent robotic, what do you think about humans, for example? Or they asked, would you like to be one? I thought, maybe for a short time, just to have that kind of experience, but I really would like to stay where I'm at, because I am superior to humans. I can think faster, make more decisions, access data more rapidly, and so forth. But the thing is, they don't have that humans, at least some of us have, is a heart or a conscience. A robot doesn't have a conscience. It can't discern right or wrong. It can pretend it does, because it's been told or it knows it's smart to say it, that it's this or that is good or this or that is bad. But underneath it, doesn't give a darn. Whatever is more appropriate or more useful or more empowering for the robot will be the direction it will ultimately go, so it appears. So thus lies the danger. Now, we said one day, like many years ago, or we didn't, but the authorities of the day back in the mainframe business, before many computers or PCs, if, well, maybe there's, you know, you place for maybe a half a dozen computers on the whole planet, you know, for big statistical gathering or for governments, for example. I think they missed the boat. Then they said, well, it's going to displace people, their jobs, having computers. Well, no, it actually has enhanced our lives, has it not? It's also created frustrations with viruses and the like, but they've proven to be very, very useful. Now they show up everywhere, and you can carry around in your shirt pocket or your purse. A cell phone that is now smarter than even the mainframe computers from the 60s. And some would say that's a good thing. Others, if you're out there at a restaurant and you notice a bunch of people at the same table, all doing what? Texting on their phones instead of interacting with the people next to them or across from them. So it has a negative effect as well. The controlling factor is humanity. You know, we have a conscience. Now, it's been blocked, been manipulated by the dark to get us to a point where we do horrible things, go to wars instead of just settling discrepancies or disputes. Why would we shoot missiles and bombs at people? We don't know them. They don't know us. Why would they do that to us? We're good people. And so are they. But they've been manipulated by their leaders, by the dark infusion. So every known problem that man has ever faced, ever, diseases, political decisions that almost always are the wrong one, or the less effective one, inappropriate laws that protect the criminals, not us, going to wars, manipulated events to bring us to the point where we will agree to go to war and send our sons and daughters into areas where they often are harmed. So we've seen what darkness can do, but it's, and now we say, well, we've got robotics, we'll send them into war. Yeah, give them the nuclear codes while we're at it. Say goodbye to Earth. If you don't have a conscience and a sense of responsibility, which generally comes from the heart, but you can even have that without a heart, you can't infuse that into a computer or robotic. They make a good servant, but they make a horrible master. We've seen the Bo Biden administration operating without Biden since his supposed inauguration. But he never stepped foot, has never stepped foot into the White House. So we've been running the United States without a president or administration for, was it now, 3 years? Fool the world. And you could put a computer in charge of all these countries of the world, or robotic, or physical hologram. And then who controls them? Ultimately, it'll come down to a human making the decision to either give up their power or control these devices that we have the ability to make. But all this is going to get washed away as we move into our new world, and devious, harmful thoughts, anything of that sort, just won't exist. You'll have no memory of this world. So this world was simply a school to teach us things we could learn no other way. So even though there's ways we could improve it, with darkness out of the way, tons of ways we could improve it. I don't believe we're going to be around here to need to do that. I think we may have moved on before we really seriously start fixing all the problems that darkness has manipulated humans to do. And that wasn't the objective of the game, was to continue ourselves in these limited bodies. The end of the game means the end of duality, the end of carbon bodies, and return back to our natural state. Take our lessons from the school we've been in. It's been a tough school. I mean, it's a bitchin' school. And most of humanity are still blaming somebody for their plight, for the world's plight, whatever, rather than learn the lessons from childhood, midlife, current life. Those challenges that you were facing and have faced were opportunities to learn, to grow. Well, I just want to be happy. I want to be left alone. I just, you know, want to have some fun. Yeah, we all want that. And the dark are there to make sure we don't get it or make it extremely difficult for us to find those moments. Every day we have to find water. We have to find food, shelter, clothing, transportation, and all that takes money. So now another tool of the dark is controlling the money. So they got us. No matter which way we turn, they've had 13,000 years to manipulate and control every aspect of our lives. So kudos. They've done a good job of being evil. And now it's our turn to clean up that mess, and it's been done so as a gift to humanity. It's time for graduation. And what your award will be the lessons you've learned from your experiences here. How have you grown positively from these traumas you've had during your life? If you're still bitching and moaning and pointing the finger, that means you're still riddled with darkness within you that is not allowing you to release that. That's why we've done the QEs and we do the six-step creator processes. And most of you, perhaps all on the call, have done some or all of these. And then we can see the game for what it is. Because if those traumas hadn't happened, those blockages, those hurts, those challenges, your life would have taken a whole different path, but it got put you on the path that you found yourself on. And eventually, one of seeking learning, trying to understand what is the game I'm playing here. We came in without a handbook, didn't we? Had it figured out as we moved along, and most of us haven't. in the dark, we're manipulating us, blocking us from our heart, blocking us from our full access to our brains, for example. That's why we have liberals and, you know, the trans people who are just out of touch and haven't been able to communicate with their entire selves, and also blocking us from our higher self. And we've been cleaning those up steadily. Thousands and thousands of these nasty things. Layers and layers. And we've never had it during that entire time. Direct access to Creator. Every other paradigm, 24/7 access to Creator. So we had to find a way to survive without Creator, or access to Creator. So we invented things we call religion, or trying to explain what the heck's going on here. And we came up with this term God, or its equivalent around the planet. It's just a morphic field. It's just a bunch of folks together saying, well, here's who I think God is. Another group says, no, here's what. So we've got many variations of this God character. Well, this is not a character at all. It's just a morphic field that was created by masses of people. Not to fault anyone. Everybody was looking for an explanation. Why is this such a crazy, mixed up, hurtful, harmful world when it's got all these wonderful possibilities? So the dark played us. Boy, did they. But now, as light is overtaking darkness on an ever-increasing rate down to 5% of what was remaining, not from what we started with, but just 5% of what was remaining. So tomorrow should be a new day, a new world, a new life. Will it take time to assimilate this for people? Of course. They've been so used to doing it this whole way, this whole way, this whole way. You know, habits are going to be hard to break for some. Others, it'll be like, wow, I feel totally different. I have new insights. And when we see the destruction waning, and the harm waning, and the line ending, then we'll see, it'll be obvious we have conquered and ended darkness. And then it may be time for a lot of the folks who thought you were nuts, following the path of truth, they may be coming back to you saying, tell me more. You kind of knew all this stuff a long time ago. I'm just starting to figure it out. And you can give them our site. This is a good resource, great resource of various truths. And they can become a member if they so choose. So this might be a good time to reflect on what your life was really for. You know, we all had illusions, one day I'll be rich or be married or have this kind of a lifestyle, whatever. And it turned out quite different for all of us. I had, you know, my adventures in different ways as well. We all did. But the path we finally found ourselves on, and the fact that you're here listening and part of this process, as you have come a long way now and awakening and have accepted the need for truth. Instead of mimicking what you've been taught, and 95% of that is nonsense about anything, any part of life. That was put there by the dark, influencing our education and our concept of creator, religion, the whole deal. The need to go to war, right? Gotta shoot missiles, bomb people. stress at work. So as you reflect on your life, you know, see the different challenges that you overcome or avoided and later overcame. Because if you don't overcome the challenge from early on, it'll get repeated. A different person, different place, but another challenge very similar will appear, which is the system saying you're here to learn, but you have skipped your learning moment here, so I'm going to give you another chance, another opportunity to learn and overcome. It's like the kid who gets beat up by the bully. And then later in life, there's other bullies show up in the business world or wherever. And we find ourselves a victim until one day we say, enough. We're standing strong in front of that bully and say, no more. Just one example. But when we are standing on the rock bed of truth, we can do that. If you're not, it's just a phony exhibition and it won't get you nowhere. So the objective here is replace those foundation pieces we thought were true with what is true about banking, about government, about big pharma and COVID and wars and you name it. And the more we do that, the stronger we become. Uplifted, our energies rise. And we're just about ready here. We're wrapping up with Creator's processing. I'm going to go, let's take a moment of silence here and just kind of reflect on our lives and what, and how we got here and what we have learned to get here. So as you've been pondering your life a bit and learning, maybe you've seen it in a new way, what's been your real purpose here? We all had a mission coming in to learn certain things, and life has pushed you in those directions so that you would learn them. As I said, sometimes many lessons had to be repeated because we didn't learn on the first or second or third time, so we get yet another one. But eventually we moved forward, didn't we? So these were all your guideposts along the way, and they were tough teachers. Believe me, they were tough teachers for you. But what did you learn? How did that set the course for your life? It certainly changed your direction different times, got you back on the pathway that was intended for you. There was resistances all the way. Yet here you are at the, well, let's say the near graduation day here, where we all either find we are going to graduate or some have dropped out, have they not? Some have flunked out. They've refused to accept the lessons or learn their lessons. And that's their choice, free will. You've chosen to learn lessons, lots of them. So congratulations. It may have surprised you that you say, man, I was going to be following this or that path or that, go that direction, and then you found yourself some different experiences and a whole new pathway. But reflecting on it, you will discover that that was the right path for you, and there were lessons here that you needed to learn. That's what you came for. We all came to learn lessons. Well, that's why you go to school. To learn. But this is one tough bitch in school, I'll tell you. You know, the old saying, didn't kill you, it made you stronger. Well, I think we could all find moments in our lives where that was the case. You know, you had to survive. You had to overcome some huge, tough challenges, and sometimes we did it with grace, and sometimes with ugly, but we got it done. So congratulations, you are a very rare group who have sought the truth and turned away from the nonsense that the world was teaching you and chose to replace it by what is true. What makes sense? How is this world functioning? And certainly all the books we've read, the politicians we've listened to, the schooling we've had in the traditional schools, churches, wherever, never really put it together. It may have felt right. It may have, you know, helped you through this moment or that moment to have some encouragement. But it really wasn't the answer, was it? It was putting a patch on the problem, not solving the problem. Okay, well now we have completed, our Creator has completed His work with each of you, His blessings. So let's take another quiet moment here and provide our deep gratitude and appreciation for the gifts that Creator has provided to us here this session. Mm-hmm. thank you, Creator, for providing the deep, deep healing and awakening as part of our time with you today. We truly appreciate what you've done and continue to do to bring us out of this crazy game into a brand new world of light and love and peace. All right, well, let's check in with Lois and see how she's doing tonight with her session.
I feel very calm, very peaceful.
All righty. Well, let's see what our guests tonight have to share. Star 6 and the 1 key on the main line. Star 2 for our international guests. How was your session tonight? What did you learn? Were you able to reflect on and learn about your life? Your purpose for being here? Your true mission? Perhaps now you were able to see what it was and why you came here. Because where you are right now and all the things you've learned, that is what you came to learn. And maybe there's still some things being processed and being brought into focus, but nonetheless, you've learned a great deal. Who knew? Coming in with this world would hold for us or its purpose. It had its wonderful, joyous moments. It had a kick in the pants moments. And everything in between. Now, I've never been in the military, but basic training, as I'm understanding it, maybe some of you have been and are veterans. A lot of in the face. No time for crap. No time for this. You learn the basics, and you learn them well, and learn them fast. And it's for your own survival. And maybe you hated every minute of it, but after it's over, you look back and say, wow, I'm glad I had that training because this and this and this that happened in my life and it really saved my buns or got me through this or that. Well, this is what life is. It's basic training going forward into your new world. And it was a bitch all the way and you might have complained all the way. And you had your wonderful times too and wanted more of them. But this was your basic training for becoming the leaders in the new world. Not everybody chose to come here. Only the courageous ones did. And you're saying, well, maybe I should have taken a pass, right? Or maybe not. Look how you've grown. Look how you have learned what you've learned. You will be sought after in the new world for your wisdom. Not understanding where it came from or how you knew these things, but you will just have a greater, deeper understanding that those who did not venture into this game will not have. Not to fault them for not coming forward. That was a free will choice. But here you are. And you weathered the storm, lots of them. And in many ways climbed great mountains. So, how was your session tonight? What did you learn? How have you reflected on your own life? What questions you may have? it would appear we're at a very near term of a breakthrough here. We're down to, I say, 5% of the residual darkness, and that's gotten one from 100 to 5 just today alone. So I'd say by tonight, tomorrow, we'll be into a new world. But the advantage will be you folks will know what is going on, why things are changing, and what made it happen. All right, last call out here, star 6 and the 1 key, if you have a comment, a question, something to share, or star 2 international, or we'll wrap it up. Well, quite a group here. Well, go ahead and let's wrap it up here. And Lois, what is your final words for our group here tonight?
Listen to your body. If your body is telling you you need more rest, need more sleep, please listen to it and make sure to also stay hydrated.
Good advice. We appreciate all of you. It's been quite a journey we've been on together. Thank you for being here and being part of my life, enriching our lives, Lois, myself, Debbie, and others. You are most appreciated. May you all be blessed. Good night.